comprehensive treatment built on multiple theories, containing numerous principles, strategies, procedures, and skills. Linehan's primary treatment manual is thick, tedious, and technical. How could family members with no training in mental health treatments be expected to learn DBT, let alone use it well? Furthermore, was it even ethical for them to do so? Over time, I discovered how naive and wrong I was. I learned that, in fact, the most ethical and effective approach to treatment is, when possible, to actively engage families who seek to help in the treatment. Indeed, few others will go the distance, as will family members of those with BPD. The contents of this book have their roots in that DBT intensive. Valerie's team returned to the second part of the DBT intensive training, having established Tara's first DBT psychoeducational program for family members. Through her tireless actions and her commitment to rigorous scientific research and evidence-based therapies, she has the ear of the scientific community and has helped those who treat BPD to understand the rightful place of family members in treatment. As she has told me and other treatment professionals on many occasions, while we therapists can go home at night and observe our limits with respect to responding to our clients' crises, family members of individuals with BPD are never off duty. My time with a particular patient is limited to an hour or two a week, whereas a family member's contact may fill the remaining hours to care for and coach in more effective ways of responding. You arrive on this scene at a very exciting time, as many advancements have been made in the understanding and treatment of BPD over the past two decades. BPD is no longer the life sentence it once was. Those who receive an evidence-based therapy can expect very positive outcomes, including full remission from the disorder. There are now several manualized and empirically supported psychosocial therapies for BPD, including DBT and metallization, the two therapies described within these chapters. Valerie's emphasis on DBT is rightly placed, as it is the treatment most rigorously researched to date. Currently, there are over 10 published, randomized, controlled trials conducted by a number of different investigators from around the globe, demonstrating that DBT works. Having now proven that DBT significantly improves the lives of those with BPD, the research has advanced to examination of those elements and isolating specific DBT treatment modes that give DBT the greatest impact. Linehan's 1993 treatment manuals, Cognitive Behavioral Treatment for Borderline Personality Disorder, and Skills Training Manual for Borderline Personality Disorder, have been identified as the most widely read and influential books in psychology. Anyone who questions the scientific advances in the treatment of BPD or the efficacy of DBT can now download the United Kingdom's National Institute for Health and Clinical Excellence, NICE, Clinical Guidance Number 78, entitled Borderline Personality Disorder, Treatment and Management. Four primary documents exist, including a 559-page review of the research literature, a 20-page reference guide, and a 15-page document for individuals with BPD and their families. There is good cause for hope and optimism. You have come to the right place. Learning what is known about the neurobiological basis of BPD, the efficacious psychosocial treatments for BPD, and what you can do is the critical, though perhaps daunting, first step. Fortunately, Valerie has distilled the latest of the late research within the pages of this book and provides very concrete suggestions and tips for what to do and not do. She will teach you DBT skills and other techniques that will allow you to find new ways to respond to and help your loved one. Building on DBT's emphasis on non-judgmental stance, she will help you to see the world of your loved one in a way that will help engender compassion toward yourself and your loved one.